T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Helton.
And I'm Chris Seatons. It is our top local story. The governor's decision to keep most California schools closed for in-person learning, at least for now, is destined for a court battle.
Well, the people suing is a group of 10 parents filed this lawsuit against Governor Newsom, saying flatly that this is a matter of politics, that Governor Newsom is putting politics ahead of the education of California's children.
And it basically gives up on the education of children in California who are already betrayed during the spring semester by the fake distance learning. And this is driven not by teachers themselves, but by the California Teachers Union and Association. And this is all about terrorizing the populace.
That is Harmeet Dhillon, Center for American Liberty, speaking on Fox News. So, you know, right now over 30 California counties are on this watch list. Nearly 60 counties in the state have been told to keep their doors closed for in-person learning as this pandemic surges. And if the schools in the counties that they're in, if they can come off the watch list for at least 14 days, then there's a chance that they can reopen. But this group says, hey, this order by the governor is unconstitutional, and they're suing for a judge to fully overturn it. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
604, the vast majority of school campuses in L.A. County are closed for the upcoming year because of the pandemic, so parks and libraries might become a learning site.
It's about ensuring that students have everything they need to not miss out on a strong education during the coronavirus crisis. L.A. County Supervisor Janice Hahn.
It's imperative that we in the county partner with our school districts to make sure that this 2020-21 school year is not a lost year.
Norma Garcia heads up the county's Parks and Recreation Department. She says parks are well suited to provide outdoor learning and recreation environments.
As an example, the Department of Parks and Recreation launched our summer camp program on July 6th. This department has been able to support parents and guardians integrate back into the workplace.
The County Public Library can also leverage its current technology to be able to provide virtual homework support, online reading and learning programs, and more. A report back to the board is expected in a month. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
California now surpassing 400,000 coronavirus cases, putting our state on track to have the most cases in the nation by the end of this week, passing New York. The state's health secretary, Dr. Mark Galli, says it could be 4 to 5 weeks following Governor Newsom's tightening of rules for this week before cases, hospitalizations, and deaths start to drop off. Statewide, over the past 14 days, over the past 2 weeks, the number of fatalities is up 20% from the prior two-week period, and the number of positive cases is up 44%.
A UCLA study has some discouraging news when it comes to virus immunity.
Those antibodies in your system will not protect you for long.
With the caveat that this is within the first about 3 months of infection, it looks like they're dropping at a rate of falling in half every 70 days.
Dr. Otto Yang is a professor of medicine at UCLA, which conducted a study on COVID antibodies. He tells KNX the apparent short lifespan may dispel the notion of immunity passports and complicate efforts to create an effective vaccine.
If, in fact, antibodies don't last very long, that throws a wrench in that whole process, because if antibodies will go away and people will get susceptible to reinfection, then herd immunity itself might be unachievable.
At the rate of deterioration, people could lose all their antibodies in about a year, which is similar to the common cold. Brian Ping, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The surge in COVID-19 cases forcing the city of Torrance to back off issuing street sweeping tickets to residents who don't move their cars. City leaders were hoping to resume the process next week, but stricter stay-at-home orders changed all of that. According to the Daily Breeze, the city is also suspending permit parking restrictions. Street crews, however, are still sweeping streets in Torrance, and residents are encouraged to move their cars if they possibly can.
Ordering food to go might be a little cheaper in Pasadena because of a new service cap. City leaders are approving a 20% limit on the fees charged by those delivery services like Grubhub and Postmates and DoorDash. They want to avoid price gouging and help assure that tips go into the hands of the delivery person or the restaurant worker, not the service companies. The Pasadena Star reports that the 20% cap will stay in place until the pandemic ends.
The city of Costa Mesa now threatening residents with $100 fines for failing to wear a face covering in public.
Mainly because there's been a spike in coronavirus cases throughout the county, and we want to get people's attention.
City spokesman Tony Dodaro says the focus is on education, not enforcement. In fact, there's no evidence police are citing people for not wearing a mask, but just the threat of tickets is prompting lots of praise, some questions, and several insults on the city's social media accounts. One person writes on Facebook, "Mask is a muzzle and we won't be silenced." Another says, "Thank you, Costa Mesa, for leading the way in Orange County. The county now has the second highest number of COVID-19 cases in the state." Other cities threatening fines for not wearing a face covering include Beverly Hills, Santa Monica, and West Hollywood. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.